Do you see how boasting is not in the Lord? For he says, after you have done everything, say, we are worthless servants. However, it is not in the Lord on its own, but because of the intention it becomes so. And that's why he said, what I am saying, not criticizing the motive, but the words. Since his ultimate goal is so commendable, it also dignifies the words. For just as a murderer, even though his action is among the most forbidden, has often been justified by intention, and as circumcision, even though it's not in the Lord, becomes so from intention, the same goes for boasting. And why, then, does he not use such strict precision of wording? Because he's quick to move on to another point, and he generously indulges those seeking an opportunity to challenge him, so that he only says the beneficial things, for once said, they were enough to put to rest all suspicion. But as if I were a fool. Earlier he said, I wish you could bear with me in my foolishness. But now, as if I were a fool. The more he continues, the clearer his language becomes. Then, so you don't get the impression that he's foolish in every aspect, he adds, in this confidence of boasting. He means in this particular instance, just like in another place he said, so we won't be humiliated, and added, in this confidence of boasting. Similarly, elsewhere, after saying, did I make my plans with fleshly considerations, so with me it should be yes, yes, and no, no? And after showing that sometimes he even can't keep his promises because he doesn't focus on worldly things, so no one could extend this doubt to his teachings, he states, but as God is faithful, our word to you has been not yes and no.